The Electric Indian takes us up to the top of the hour with Kemosabe. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
Some books?
$106?
Let me see.
Why can't we just go to the library?
Netflix? Blockbuster? Who's renting all the movies?
Dad,
it's like 30
we
bucks.
We can just go to the library.
And who's buying all the music CDs?
Not me.
John! What?
It's like 10 or 12.
How many?
So I like music. What?
Guys, why can't we just go to the library?
The library?
The public library has movies and music?
Yeah.
Huh.
And free computer classes and old newspapers and help with your homework. And books.
Oh.
Really?
How much does that cost?
Now more than ever, it's time to discover Pennsylvania's public libraries. Not only do we have books, but CDs, DVDs, concerts and movie nights, passports, genealogy searches, free internet and wireless access, online business resources, and more. To learn more, go to publiclibraries.com. That's publiclibraries.com. Pennsylvania's public libraries. More than you ever expected.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
station with my suitcase in my hand. Going back where I came from, I've had more than I can stand. Of watching them destroy my dreams, they picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around, I'm going home. I'm going home, going home. Tell someone to meet me, I'm coming home. Came to this old town seeking fortune and some fame. Never got the chance to prove myself, though I tried to play their game. Using people just ain't my thing, and I won't dangle from any string. To please some fool I don't care about, they turned me inside out.
Johnny Mathis on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with I'm Coming Home from 1973. I believe it restarted his career with that tune. Perhaps I'm wrong about that accuracy there, but it was a hit for him back there in 73. We started this hour off with John Fox and Let Your Love Flow. I'm Eric O'Brien, sometimes struggling to get the words to flow, but I'm still here with you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, whether you're listening on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh. And if you are looking for some historical things that have taken place in the dates that we are on with this show, May 20th, 1990 was when the Hubble telescope first transmitted pictures back to Earth from space. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was 32 years ago, for heaven's sake. May 21st, 1881, the American Red Cross was formed. I guess they put two sticks together, painted them red, and that formed the cross, right? No, I'm just kidding. Yes, it was the American Red Cross, the organization that still exists today, as a matter of fact. May 22nd, 1807, former VP, Vice President of the U.S., Aaron Burr, was tried and acquitted of treason. May 23rd, 1785, Benjamin Franklin invented bifocals. Yeah, and to those of you who are 40 years and older, probably won't thank him for that. I guess, you know, that's a sign of age around here, you know. May 24th, 1958, Cliff's Notes were first used in the U.S., much to the dismay of many teachers out there. I have not seen them lately. They must all be online now. May 25th, 1927, Ford stopped producing the Model T, the car that made them famous, actually. And May 26th, in 1805, Lewis and Clark are the first to see the Rocky Mountains. That seems relatively recent for that discovery, doesn't it? And they said, "Fool if you think it's over." Here's Frank Chaxfield on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Thank you.
light, bright, and beautiful on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Peter Appleyard and You Need a Woman Tonight. And that sounds kind of demanding, but some people do. Peter Duchin before that and Summer Breeze, Lex de Azevedo, Never Gonna Let You Go. Jerry Toth, If We Try, and Frank Chexfield and Fool, If You Think It's Over. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Quebec. Tony Helu. At age 75 and 33 days, won a Guinness World Record last October as the oldest man on record to successfully perform a handstand. Helu immigrated from Lebanon at age 30 and often walked on his hands when he was younger. They don't say why. He is not an attention seeker, but he's also not going to back away from such an opportunity. He says, I'm not shy about performing headstands, he told Guinness in an interview. My friends think I am very strong, and my family worries I may hurt myself, but that hasn't happened. When he was in his 50s, Helu started living a healthier lifestyle, and his daily routine now gets him up early in the morning for a 20-minute run, some coffee, a headstand, and 20 push-ups, in that order. I'm not sure I'd want to do the headstand after drinking the coffee, because, well, anyhow. Good for Tony. He's won the Guinness on something I didn't think they would give it out. Well, anyhow. And in Rhode Island, more specifically North Providence, Jennifer Vernancio has worked at the Big Cheese and Pub in Cranston
For about 3.5 years now, and not so long ago, she couldn't find a sitter for her young son and had to miss part of her work day, at least until her older daughter was home from school and could take care of her brother. Her first table was a super, super nice gentleman and his wife who ordered some sandwiches and left after paying the bill of $48.17, she said. They just walked out, told Venancio to have a nice day, and it wasn't until she went over and picked up the bill and realized that the couple had left her an $810 tip. She didn't get their names, but she was appreciative of their kindness. The restaurant recognized the kindness as well on Facebook, and they still don't know who it was they need to thank, but it proves that kindness goes a long way. Here's Sven LeBeck, and it's a heartache. That's not a heartache, believe me. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. You get an $810 tip, your heart's not going to hurt.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm BJ Forsyth, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. 7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? We drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
It might surprise you to know that Eddie Rabbit wrote that with Dick Hurd for Elvis Presley. Eddie kept performing it, though. He performed it throughout the years until his death in 1998, and apparently one of the performances was caught on tape, and it may be the only recording of Eddie Rabbit singing that song, Kentucky Rain, which, again, he wrote for Elvis. Frank Chaxfield, Still the Lovin' Is Fun, and Sven Levesque, and It's a Heartache. Here's Floyd Kramer at the piano. I'll Never Fall in Love Again. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Like a butterfly, come along and sing.
Your place for some of the best music ever recorded is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Frank Chaxfield and his rendition of Too Much Heaven. Before that, Steve and Edie with the Mike Curb Congregation and Hallelujah. Paul Marriott did Minuetto. Harold Winkler with Eye Level. And let's see, Botticelli did Seasons in the Sun. I'm Eric O'Brien, here with you every week on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT. And here is... Let's try that again. Could you possibly fix that? Okay, great. Thank you. Here is Henry Mancini with Mr. Lucky. Some days you got it and some days you don't. Thank you. We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program I've Lost Count. I think it's 313, but who knows? We'll figure that out next week.
Eric, you sounded pretty good at the end there. Did you learn how to talk?
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
This is a Tube City Almanac, Tube City Online Community Event Announcement. West Newton Public Library is encouraging patrons to consider honoring a friend or loved one by purchasing a book in their name. The cost is $25. People who want to memorialize someone should tell the library about their favorite author or their interests so that the library can purchase an appropriate item. The acknowledgement will be placed inside the front cover. The person being honored or their family will receive a notification of the gift. Sponsorship forms are available at the library during regular business hours, or a check and a letter may be mailed to West Newton Public Library, 124 North Water Street, West Newton, 15089. Donors should include their own contact information as well as contact information.
At risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is chop chop pop 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 knock cop stop pop lock cop cop drop dot through drop flop flop lock wop hoop pop pop knock cop loop lock mop pop pop flop poop pop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop flop snoop sop stoops drop swap swoop swap top.